Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. It is hump day. It is just past 4 o'clock by 7 minutes or so. And this of course, is the usual meeting. Last week, Dave joined me in the studio on Thursday, but back to our regular arrangement this week. Dave joined us from the Low Country to speak on behalf of the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, who continue to watchdog the good old boys in Columbia who can't find quite enough ways to spend all our money. Welcome, Dave.
They
as
never
always.
Do, Bob.
No, they know.
They never do.
It's never enough, no matter how much it is.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. I do have this. We're going to do a little bit of good news, bad news.
Okay.
And the good news this week, as you know, we got a small victory, but a good one. Former State Representative Mike Pitts from Lawrence County.
Mm-hmm.
As you remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. He feathered his nest a little bit, as they said in the State House. He tried to carve himself out a little job, a little, you know, six-figure gig at the Conservation Bank, the state government-run Conservation Bank. This is a state agency that they, you know, use our tax dollars to buy up land to conserve.
Right.
Now, you know, you think what you may about that, but that agency fell under Mike's purview when he was in the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that they were looking for a director that, again, paid $115,000 a year. So he intervened on a bill that was going to stop him or stop any legislator basically for 1 year after they get out from taking that job. And he ended up, you know, voting against it and then trying to stop it and doing some insider lobbying to try to make sure that he had the opportunity to go and get that job. Well, he resigned his seat in January and tried to get the job. He was the front runner for it, except he had to get Senate confirmation.
Right.
And the Senate, and thankfully to Bob, your listeners, citizens across the state, were communicating with their legislators and their state senators, and it was not an easy confirmation process. He was getting some really tough questions about his voting record, about mm-hmm. the process of even getting and accepting this job and what it looks like, what does it mean. And he eventually actually, on Monday, withdrew from the nomination process. And that's a good victory. Look, kudos to your listeners. Kudos to the citizens, the public out there that are making this. They're changing the environment, Bob, that these politicians are dealing with every day, which
that's
is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ago, Mike Pitts would have breathed through confirmation.
Sure.
He would have sailed right through. This would have been no problem at all. But today, in this environment in 2019, hopefully this sets a precedent. These politicians don't use their positions to gain more power and more money and get themselves these toot sweet gigs that cost us, you know, six figure plus every year. And as you can imagine, Bob, this was a no-show job. I mean, you know,
right.
there's no way that Mike Pitts or any other legislator was going to be working really hard on behalf of the citizens and taxpayers of South Carolina at the Conservation Bank. This was a nice golden parachute for Mike to kind of walk out into the sunset on. And the Senate just didn't confirm him, and there was no indication they were going to confirm him. And he withdrew, which is a good solid victory for
us.
Yeah,
it really is. It's good to see that the environment at least is evolving somewhat from the typical revolving door, because we've seen these kinds of things time after time. For instance, with SCDOT and Hugh Weatherman's son-in-law being a member of the commissioners, the Board of Commissioners of the SCDOT for, what, a decade or so?
Yes, yes. And speaking of DOT,
yes,
I had to come back. I had to give you an update. as you know, Bob, we follow the money. We track it down to the penny.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friends at The Nerve, thenerve.org, the investigative journal down in Columbia, They had a great piece out late last week on the pothole blitz. Now, as you recall, the pothole blitz was this PR campaign that the SCDOT came up with to try to make us believe that they're actually out there fixing our roads.
Yeah, it was a the biggest thing since the Normandy invasion and D-Day.
Right. That's right. Since the Blitzkrieg of World War II.
Right.
The good folks at DOT are out there. You know, Christy Hall, the secretary herself, is out there in the hard hat with the orange flak jacket on.
Nice.
Filling in these potholes. Now, the NERV report that the DOC said that in the last 2 months, they filled 43,000 potholes. Now, Bob, if you do the math, I mean, I am no mathematician, I am no scientist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express a few weeks ago.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
43,000 divided by, let's just give them 60 days.
Okay.
I mean, that's an enormous amount of potholes that they're filling. By the way, not to mention, they're not doing a very good job filling them anyway.
We no kidding.
All the time from activists
right.
saying, yeah, the pothole they just filled is worse than when it is when they came and tried to fix
well,
it.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. But, yeah, they pour a little bit of gravel and a little bit of tar in there and give it, as
right.
we used to say, in the cleaning the house days back in the day, they gave it a lick and a promise and moved on.
That's right. So they say, DOT says, that to the NERV, 43,000 potholes have been filled. So the natural next question, Bob, if you're a reporter,
right,
okay, show us.
Yeah, where are they?
Where did you go? You know, break it down by the numbers. Oh, no, Bob, they couldn't do that. It was based on a, quote, estimate that they made.
Oh.
It was based on a formula. So not only are they not fixing the roads, and not only are they're doing a crappy job fixing the ones that they say they are fixing, we don't even know if they're being truthful about if they're fixing them at all. And there's no proof whatsoever, according to the NERV, that they fixed 43,000 potholes, that they did any of this work.
Well,
they
wait a second, though, Dad. We have the SCDOT commissioner, the head honcho out there with the hard hat and the orange
right.
blazer. We have her word for it. Isn't that good enough
That's
for
right.
the taxpayers of South Carolina?
That's right. And if you believe them, Bob, I've got some oceanfront property in Marietta to sell you.
You know what this reminds me of, Dave? In meteorology, when we had a forecast that was iffy, we didn't have a great deal of confidence in the forecast.
Right.
We had to do a forecast anyway, whether we had confidence
right.
in it or not, right? So we referred
right.
to that by the acronym SWAG. And that stood for Scientific Wild A Guess. and it seems
exactly
that they have
right.
used it seems they have used the SWAG methodology in coming up with how many potholes have actually been filled.
Look, they are swagging it up at
yeah.
DOT, okay? And it's such an accurate analogy of what they're talking about, because Bob, we're talking about millions, billions of dollars, okay, being
right.
spent every year at SCDOT. You would think the least they could do was tell us exactly what they're doing down to the penny with our money, and they're not doing it. And I'll tell you what they are doing. And, Bob, we've talked about this so many times in the
yep.
years that I've come on. At least once a quarter, this road gets brought up, the PET project down in Charleston, my way, the parkway on Interstate 526. Now, remember—
Yeah, in North Charleston,
spoke,
yeah.
In North Charleston, this thing— is off again, on again. The Leatherman Slush Fund is going to fund it. Then they're not. Now they're back on. And so they are trying to jam this thing through again. We thought we've killed this 1,000 times, and it just never goes away. But this is the PET project down in Charleston that disgraced former speaker, criminal Bobby Harrell, was
right.
pushing 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And again, it's got 9 lives. But, Bob, it's back again. And your legislators, look, they've got to stop this. This is up to them. This is up to your state legislators, to the governor who's pushing this. Leatherman is driving this through Leatherman. There was slush fund at the State Infrastructure Bank. That's right. But we're talking $400 million of gas tax dollars
right.
that are going to be funneled down to Charleston, Bob, for a 35-mile-per-hour, 8-mile parkway. with bicycle lanes on the side.
Oh, well, of course. Got to have your bicycle lanes, right.
We can't have a road built in the state, Bob, without bicycle lanes attached to it, because that's what we really need. Meanwhile, we've got roads and bridges falling apart in the upstate, but we're going to put $400 million in gas tax money to a parkway in Charleston with a bicycle lane attached to it.
Which, by the way,
if that doesn't make you angry, I'm not sure what does.
And by the way, the people who would be most directly affected by this is in North Charleston, have said repeatedly they don't want it.
Livid about it.
Right.
I mean, there is a group literally called NYX 526 down there. It's a grassroots organization devoted solely to stopping this project.
Right.
And so every time we kill it, it comes back up again. But look, here's the deal, and here's the call to action for your folks. Text the word PET, as in pet projects, P-E-T, PET to 52886. The word PET to 52886. What that's going to do is send a message to your state legislator telling them, don't you dare put these pet projects through. Fix the darn roads we've got. Stop with these ridiculous PR campaigns, these government-run PR campaigns, which are terrible, right? That don't fix our roads. Stop. Stop the pet project. Stop funneling money down to Charleston for a road with bicycle lanes on the side of it. Fix our roads. Fix our bridges. And stop, just stop the nonsense. Get our roads fixed. It's up to our legislators. It's up to the governor. They're the ones that appoint these DOT commissioners.
Right.
Text the word PET, P-E-T, as in pet projects. Text the word PET to 52886 on your cell phone, PET to 52886, and tell your legislators and the governor, stop the dilly-dallying, stop the play games, fix the darn roads, and get it done now. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how my gas tax dollars are going to pet projects in the Lowcountry.
By the way, you got a text message here, Dave, that may help to explain it. Texter says, Bobby Mack, we misunderstood. They said they fixed the same pothole 43,000 times.
Right.
That may be more accurate, you know?
Right. No, that's right. Don't think that's not happening. I mean, I don't know about 43,000, but
right.
43 might be accurate.
Holy
don't
cow.
Think that's not happening. But it's, again, it's the whole nine yards, but it's the whole Megillah. They're not fixing our roads. They're taxing us more. They're taking more of our hard-earned dollars, and they're not doing what they promised they would do, which is fix our roads. They're funneling our money into Leatherman Slush Fund, and they're doling it out to pet projects. Let's stop it. Text the word PET, P-E-T, to the number 52886, PET to 52886. Send a message to your legislators. Send a message to the governor. Tell them enough's enough. Fix the damn roads and stop with the pet project.
That would be nice. By the way, I see that our pal Hugh Leatherman has said he is going to run for another term.
God bless him. Bless his heart.
There's a dream come
run
true.
For another term. Yep, he's going to run for another term. We're probably going to have to put up with another 4 years. And, Bob, that is the biggest reason, if no other reason, to start holding your legislators accountable for his corruption, his bad behavior. That's the only way we're going to end it. Stop funneling money to his pet projects. Text the word PET, P-E-T, to the number 52886. Get on your legislator. Get on the governor. Tell him enough of these dang pet projects. Start fixing the roads like you promised you would.
It would be nice. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. You can find him on Facebook, right, Dave?
Yep, facebook.com/fanofSC. We give daily updates. You can take action on there. Tell us your thoughts. Send us your thoughts on this. Facebook.com/fanofSC.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Thanks for keeping an eagle eye on the good old boys in Columbia, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Bobby. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Dave Schwartz with Fan of FC. The good news is that when you do text these folks, they do pay attention to that. Maybe not as much as we would like, but at least we alert them that we're watching you guys. 20 minutes after 4. Be right back.
Excellent.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 425 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The AOC breaking news update will be along right after the news at the bottom of the hour. We will get to it in this hour, and there's plenty to share with you today. Meantime, we have this breaking news just in today as well.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, I knew you'd want to know this right away. Dateline Washington from Reuters News Service. The Democratic National Committee today said it will not allow Fox News to host any of its candidates' political debates through 2020, citing a report this week about the conservative channel's ties to U.S. President Donald Trump. Why does this strike me as Fox News responded by saying, oh, please don't toss me in that briar patch. Why would Fox News want to put on a ratings killer like the Democrats debating each other, trying to get further left than the person next to them? Oh, I'm for reparations. No, that's not far left enough. I'm for giving the country back to all the Native Americans. No, that's not far left enough. I'm for free health care for all, paid for by the government. So what if it'll bankrupt us? And so what if the health care will be lousy? You know, and it goes on from there. Quote, recent reporting in The New Yorker, there's an impartial news source, The New Yorker, on the inappropriate relationship between President Trump, his administration, and Fox News has led me to conclude that the network is not in a position to host a fair and neutral debate for our candidates, said DNC Chairman Tom, who is about as far left as, say, Chairman Mao or Uncle Joe Stalin. This guy is he's a hardcore. He's a commie. Therefore, Fox News will not serve as a media partner for the 2020 Democratic primary debates, Perez said in a statement first reported earlier today by The Washington Post. Naturally, Perez leaked it to them first. Representatives for Fox said they hope the DNC would reconsider and let some of its journalists moderate a Democratic presidential debate. Don't hold your breath. There at Fox News headquarters. The DNC's decision is a rerun of the 2016 primary election when it turned down Fox's multiple offers to host a debate, citing the network's longstanding conservative bent and prominent criticism of Democrat policies. At that time, a Democrat, Barack Obama, occupied the Oval Office. So the article went on to describe the access and interviews that members of the White House have granted exclusively to the network. So, look, you know, let CNN put them on. Let BSNBC put them on and let it kill their ratings as opposed to, how many viewers of Fox News want to see? It would be good for comedic value. That kind of cheap entertainment to watch the Democrats out-left each other. But as far as it appealing to their core audience, anything but. 429 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We go to the phones when I come back. And we also will have our AOC breaking news update. It's all on the way next.
Work.
That's all we do 4 hours each afternoon. Pardon me, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307, war. The Democrat Party has declared war on the right and on America itself. That Congress will not secure the border and protect it is a national emergency by itself. Time for the fight to be joined by the right. No prisoners. From Richard. Bobby, I'd rather jump into a giant wood chipper feet first than watch Democrat nabobs of nincompoopery debate each other. I hear you. Bobby, on the way home, I found 43,000 more potholes SCDOT missed. Bobby, I do not normally disagree with Dave, but I just went down Roper Mountain Road and counted 43,000 filled potholes. Of course, that's an estimate I made using the passenger side window. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, and I just got this, too. Bobby, need help from the public. An employee with Carolina Underground was just hit by a car in Traveler's Rest on Krieger Court near the Goodwill. Pardon me. The driver of the car left the scene. This occurred around 3:30 this afternoon. If anybody has any information, please contact the police immediately. A third-party motorist did give a description of the vehicle to the police. I've not been given that yet. My employee is in the hospital. The vehicle would have damage to the passenger side mirror. Gotcha. Hope that individual is found. Bobby, I listen to you every day, but I have to disagree with you and Dave on the I-526 project. I live in Charleston now, and we desperately need construction and expansion on 526. I want my tax dollars going to the Lowcountry. I pay them too. Help me understand if I'm missing something, from Andrew. Well, Andrew, apparently you're in the minority, at least from what we hear from people who live in North Charleston. They are have been for some time adamantly opposed to that. As far as tax dollars going to the Lowcountry, they are spent substantially disproportionately. Richland County, Lexington County, Myrtle Beach, and Charleston. Bobby, my congressman called me and said Freedom Action Network were full of it. He said the new taxes went to only new projects. That is not true. Bobby, you may have noticed that many potholes are surrounded by a larger area that is fractured pavement. Patching that hole is a temporary Band-Aid. A paving contractor is needed to fix that area. That's the only long-term fix. Good luck with that. Bobby, filling 43,000 potholes in 60 days is like reading a gazillion of Hillary's emails, however much time they said they did it in. Gotcha. Mr. McLean, please tell Mr. Schwartz, serving in the South Carolina legislature, contrary to his belief, is not about gaining money and power. It's about serving the people of South Carolina. Trust me. Sincerely, Hugh L. Florence, South Carolina. Gotcha. Thank you, Hugh. Always thrilled to hear from you. Bobby, how much, if any, Weatherman concrete is going into the 85 repair going on in the upstate? I was driving on it Sunday and couldn't help wondering. Bobby, SCDOT is right. They did fill 43,000 potholes. They fill them with rainwater. It's only temporary. It's only a temporary fix, but it's a step in the right direction. Keith is in beautiful TR, joins us this afternoon also to chime in about potholes. Hi, Keith, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man?
So far, so good.
Well, I got a little breaking news. I just came down 276 from Marietta.
Right.
And I started noticing these big globs of black stuff in the road.
Hmm.
And I went about a half a mile further, and there was a DOT truck, and they're shoveling asphalt in potholes on 276 today. But the only downside to it is they're not tamping it in any way. They're just throwing it in there, and, you know, it looks like, you know, just gravel has been thrown in there. And, you know, how long is that going to last if they don't tamp it down?
You know why it looks like they've just tossed gravel in there, Keith?
Because that's what they did.
Precisely. Yes.
That's
exactly correct. That's what they did. You thought I was kidding when I said, you know, they're giving it a lick and a promise, as we used to say about, you know, bachelor cleaning the house. But that is it. You know, they just ride by, get a shovel full, and heave it in there and hope for the best.
And if they hit the hole, great. If they don't, well, so what?
Yeah.
One better than that, Bob. I was coming up by Furman last week when it was one of those monsoons that we had.
Yes.
And at Roe Ford Road and 25.
Right.
Believe it or not, DOT was patching potholes, and it was in the middle of a monsoon. Now, what good is that going to do?
Well, but it's the effort, after all, that counts, you know, Keith.
Well, that's true. That's true. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. Just keep up the good work, Bob, and enjoy your show, man.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Keith. Yeah, I was coming down Roper Mountain Extended today and crossing over 85. And there's a curve, right? You sort of come up a hill. And this pothole was so big. I mean, it was looming in front of the windshield. And I swerved and kind of, you know, caught the side wall of the tire on the edge of the road. You know what Roper Mountain Extended is like if you've driven on that. It didn't throw me off the road, but I figured that the alternative was hitting that pothole, and there went my front end. Goodbye suspension, so long wheel. You know. Yeah. Bye-bye. See ya. I would love to see a compilation of all of the shops that do these auto repairs. How many front ends, how many alignments they do, how many suspensions have to be replaced. Not to mention how many blown tires. Forget that. You know, I'm talking about the industrial strength expense.
Isn't there a site that we can go investigate to where we can see how much DOT has had to pay the claims of people with the tires, the rims, or the alignments?
Considering that they don't even tell us where one of the 43,000 supposedly fixed potholes is, it would be nice if we could access that information, but have my doubts as to whether or not that's available. Geez, I wish we could tell the taxpayers how much money we're having to reimburse people for that. But we just don't keep track of that somehow. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. I know I've been promising it, but really, when we come back on the other side, today's AOC breaking news update, and her compatriots as well, Omar and these other wackos. That's on the way next. Really, trust me on this one. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Sunshine, blue skies, but cold weather again tonight. What, mid-20s for the overnight low? 10 before 5, I got a text message just a minute ago. Said, Bob, did I miss the AOC breaking news update for today? No, you are just in time for it.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex breaking news update.
I'm telling you. You know, I guess if we didn't have AOC to set the bar even higher for the lunacy of the left, we'd have to invent her. But we don't have to. She's right out there in front. Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made radical statements Monday night on Twitter suggesting that the United States should not have authorized the use of force against those who perpetrated the 9/11 attacks, the deadliest terror attack in world history. Ocasio-Cortez's comments came as she was defending her pal, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat New York, her most recent anti-Semitic remarks over the weekend. Quote, "It is disturbing that Representative Omar continues to perpetuate hurtful anti-Semitic stereotypes that misrepresent our Jewish community. Additionally, questioning support for the U.S.-Israel relationship is unacceptable," said fellow Democrat Representative Juan Vargas of California, who tweeted, "Israel has and remains pardon me, a stalwart ally of the United States because of our country's shared interests and values. I condemn her remarks and believe she should apologize for her offensive comments." Well, Ocasio-Cortez responded in a dishonest manner, suggesting that Vargas was calling out Omar's foreign policy stances, not her anti-Semitism, saying, and I quote, "I'm curious if Representative Vargas will further explain his stance here that it's unacceptable to even question U.S. foreign policy. Plenty of Democrat members have asserted that discussion plus debate on this issue is fair and merited. Is this stance a departure from the norm?" Occasional Cortex continued with another tweet that contained, what do you know, some false information. Quote, "I remember a time when it was unacceptable to question the Iraq War. I don't. I remember Harry Reid as Senate Majority Leader on the floor of the Senate saying this war is lost." AOC continued, "All of Congress was wrong, including both GOP and Democratic Party." Boy, she has no conception of current events or even historic events at all. "Including both GOP and Democratic Party and led my generation into a disastrous and wrong war that virtually all would come to regret, except for the one member who stood up, Barbara Lee." After being called out for the tweet's inaccuracies, AOC clarified that she meant the war in Afghanistan and added, "But honestly, we shouldn't have been in either, and we should end the AUMF now while we're at it." Occasional Cortex plainly stated that all of Congress was wrong to vote in favor of the authorization to use military force. That's the AUMF she was referring to. The AUMF was passed with Barbara Lee's lone dissenting vote September 14, 2001, 3 days after terrorists from Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda crashed commercial airliners into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania, killing more than 3,000 people. The Hill said the AUMF authorizes the president to use all necessary and appropriate force against these nations. So apparently AOC, amongst other things, thinks we were wrong in defending ourselves against an act of war from al-Qaeda. Meantime, she has also taken aim at Republicans and her fellow Democrats over their approach to immigration while coming to the defense of her pal, Representative Ilhan Omar. Occasional Cortex fired off a string of tweets early today, blasting both parties for making decisions based off of racist and false tropes when it comes to migrants. The tweet barrage came in response to Congressman Steve Scalise criticizing AOC's ally, Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, she's the Somali Muslim, and calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to remove the controversial Democrat from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Steve Scalise said he thinks that Omar should be bounced off the Foreign Affairs Committee. "If we're so concerned about implied tropes, why aren't we concerned about this new one? Where was the concern last week when 26 Dems voted for a GOP amendment to expand ICE powers rooted in the racist and false narrative that Latino immigrants are more dangerous than U.S.-born citizens? The entire premise of a wall is not based in fact." I wonder if she heard any of the testimony today on the Hill about this. "It's based in a racist and non-evidence-based trope that immigrants are dangerous." And we know, of course, they're all peace-loving, just like all Muslims are. "Yet some Dems are willing to compromise and spend billions on this because we've accepted some kinds of racism as real politic in America." This woman is not only poorly educated. Well, she's thoroughly indoctrinated, but poorly educated. But she is really dangerous. And Nancy Pelosi has to be thinking to herself, holy cow, what is this woman creating within our party? Hour number two is zipped on past. Stand by. 5 o'clock follies are on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.